It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Whenever you are in or near any of America's precious forests or grasslands, remember that destruction is in your hands. A match, a cigarette, pipe, or campfire can send flames rampaging through our forests, causing enormous losses in natural resources, wildlife, and in many cases, human lives. Careless travelers year after year have been responsible for fires which consume millions of acres of timber and grasslands and result in what has been called America's most shameful waste. Shameful because 9 out of every 10 forest fires could have been prevented if travelers had observed a few simple common sense precautions. To guard your precious forests, remember and observe these simple rules. Crush out all cigarette, cigar, and pipe ashes. Break all matches in two after using them. Drench all campfires thoroughly. Stir and douse again. And above all, first find out what the law is about using any fire in the area where you are. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
It's a lovely night for a walk, all right. But I'm not sure whether I should have come along with you or not.
Oh, sure. I told old Stringy I was going to bring you over, and he says swell. I and him been wanting to meet each other's wives anyhow.
What'd you call him?
Stringy. That's what everybody calls him. String Bean Wilson.
String Bean.
Mm-hmm. That's because he's tall and thin and has a kind of a green complexion, and his first name is Fauntleroy.
Oh, you do have some fascinating friends, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just the type of guy that attracts interesting people.
Could be.
Stringy's got a very interesting hobby, too, radio. Shortwave radio. He's what they call a ham operator.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought a ham operator was an actor's doctor.
Oh.
Don't you get it, McGee? An actor's doctor?
Oh.
They call an actor a ham, and if the doctor operates on the ham...
Ain't funny, Mrs. McGee.
Too subtle for you, huh? Well, I hope your friend String Bean remembered to tell his wife I was coming over. What'd you say her name is, by the way?
Didn't you write it down when I told it to you? That's the way I remember things. I write them down. When Stringy happened to mention his wife's name was... whatever her name is, I wrote it down.
Well, what is her name?
Do you know what I did with that old laundry bill? I wrote her name on the back, right under the part that says, no laundry returned without this ticket, so give it to your wife so you won't lose it. Boy, that Chin Lee sure is a character with those gag signs he's got all over his shop. They call him the Chinese Milton Berle around the laundry circuit.
All right, well, I'll just call her Mrs. Wilson then. I like to be friendly with people and... Well,
here's the house. This is the house. 1218. And don't worry about the woman's first name.
Okay.
It'll come out in the conversation. You just listen and watch how I handle the dialogue. I'll switch it around so she tells us her name without even knowing we didn't know what her name was all along.
Well, hello, McGee. Come right in.
Oh, hi, Stringy. Like you to meet my wife, Molly.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Happy to meet you, Miss McGee. Come in, sit down. Put your things right over there.
Okay.
You'll have to excuse me if I seem a little nervous. I'm a little disturbed about Minnie. She isn't back yet.
Oh, Minnie. See, Molly, I told you. Something wrong? With Minnie, I mean?
Oh, it's just the hot weather, I think. It affects her sort of strangely.
Oh?
She hid under the front porch all day yesterday and wouldn't come out.
Oh?
And tonight she tried to crawl in the refrigerator and got her tail caught in the door.
I beg your pardon?
Well, my wife's with her now over at the vet's. He came down to his office tonight especially to look at Minnie. I'd give that cat away.
Oh, cat.
But I'd never hear the end of it because Emily's crazy about it.
Oh, Emily. You see me?
Yeah.
And you know how hard it is to get a good cleaning woman these days.
Mm.
Emily's a big help to my wife, and if I ever gave that cat away, Emily'd quit in a minute.
Looks like the score is nothing to nothing again, dear. Your turn at bat.
Stringy, your charming wife, the one at the vet's...
Yes, I'm awfully sorry she isn't home, but she's going to call me to come pick her up as soon as she gets Minnie's tail bandaged. It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes or so. Let me show you folks around the house till Florence gets home.
Oh, Florence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too sure. Florence may be a pet alligator or something. I'm going to find out. Mr. Wilson, this Florence that you mentioned...
You mean my wife? My wife, Florence?
Yeah, your wife, Florence. We wondered if she plays Canazza. Because I and Molly play all the time, and we thought when your wife, Florence, you know, which, by the way, when I told Molly your wife's name was Florence, she says, that's a pretty name.
Yeah, so easy to remember, too.
Yeah, when Florence and Minnie get back, maybe we can call up Emily, and all six of us can play some canasta.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
And now here's headline news. The makers of America's most popular television, RCA Victor, have just introduced a brand new line of television sets. They're far and away the best-looking, best-performing TV models since television was invented, with all kinds of exclusive new features. But best of all, the prices are the lowest ever for RCA Victor television. See the new line at your dealer. And remember,
it's dependable, C, so dependable,
A,
as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Remember the world's best names for quality, RCA and RCA Victor.
This is a charming place you have, Mr. Wilson. So nice and roomy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Gee, it's 8:30. I can't imagine what's keeping Florence. I thought she'd...
Probably taken her a while to come out of the ether, Stringy. If Florence really got her tail broke like you say...
No, McGee, that's his wife.
I don't think I'll ever get it straight again.
McGee tells me you're a ham, Mr. Wilson. Radio ham. That must be a lot of fun.
Oh? Are you interested in radio, Miss McGee?
Well, yeah, you might say we're interested in radio. Yes.
I'd say.
Well, would you like to see our equipment? Florence and I both operate it. Come on down the basement. Let me show it to you.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Watch the stairs. They're kind of steep.
Oh, my goodness. Look at all the knobs and tubes. Oh, my.
Hmm.
There she is. W6QS Wistful Vista. Florence and I built it ourselves.
Well...
No kidding. Build it yourself, huh? You hear that, Molly?
Looks mighty complicated, Mr. Wilson. You talk all over the world with this, I suppose.
Well, not all over the world, no. We've logged some pretty distant stations, but let me turn it on. I'll show you how to operate.
Yeah. Hey, see if you can pick up Paris, France. Or maybe Egypt, Stringy. Yeah, Egypt. I always wanted to hear somebody talking Egyptian. Get Egypt, will you? Egypt.
Well, it takes awful and powerful setup to reach that far, McGee.
Oh?
This is a good layout, you understand. I've got the strongest signal in town, but Egypt...
Well, get London, then. I love them British accents. Don't you, Molly?
Oh, yes. Call London, Mr.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Well, I'll see if I can contact the fellow I talked to in Texas. That's over 1,000 miles, and we get him all the time. In fact, Florence and I have reached spots all over the United States, and
that's... just inside the States, huh? Gee whiz, I thought you could talk all over the world with these things, Stringy. You sure you know how to operate it all right?
Hush, dearie.
W6QS, calling W5HPV, calling W5HPV. Come in, W5HPV.
Maybe you ain't getting the maximum deficiency out of your set, Stringy.
W6QS, calling W5HPV. Come in, W5HPV. Come in.
I'll get the phone, Stringy. Hello, Mr. Wilson is busy. Oh, just a minute. It's your wife at the vet's. She's ready to come home.
Oh, good, it's about time. Tell her I'll hop in the car and be right there. Excuse me, Miss McGee.
You go right ahead.
Now, you just make yourselves at home, and I'll be right back.
Hello. You stay right there. Stringy will be right over. By the way, Minnie, how's Florence? Oh, she already hung up.
It's just as well. Look, McGee, once and for all, Minnie is the cat.
Huh?
Florence is the wife.
Oh, I thought Emily was...
Emily? What's the matter?
Hey, he left his radio set on. Hey, I wonder if I can get... Hello, W5HPV, W6QS calling, W6QS calling W5HPV in Texas.
I don't think you should fool with that.
I can't hurt anything. I'll turn this knob higher and see what I... W6QS calling Paris. Come in, Paris. W6QS calling Germany. Come in, Germany. Come in, Germany. Doggone it, where is everybody? W6QS calling somebody. Anybody. Come in, anybody.
Oh, give it up, McGee. You've been at it 15 minutes, and if Mr. Wilson sees you fooling with his set, he may not...
Shh, that's it. What's that? Hello? W6QS calling. Come in, please. Roger. Over.
Heavenly days, what's that?
Oh, Molly, I think we got China.
China?
Well, that ain't Winston Churchill singing young at heart. Hello, China. Hello, China. Hello.
You scared him.
Hello, China. Was that you, China? Where'd you go? This is Fibber McGee, number one ham operator, USA, calling China.
Hello? Hello? This is Hong Kong, calling back to USA, Fibber McGee.
Hey, I got him back, Molly. I got him back.
For goodness sake.
Hong Kong, W6IPE, most happy to greet honorable American ham.
Boy, oh boy, I told you Stringy wasn't doing this right, Molly. I just got a natural knack for this stuff, that's all. Hello, Hong Kong. Fibber McGee say, may we have honor of know your name, please. Name, please. Wish to report same to newspaper on this auspicious occasion.
McGee, we're back.
Huh? Oh.
They're down here, Florence. We'll be right up.
Gee whiz, you shouldn't have turned off the set, Stringy. I had China for you. Man, oh man, I was just talking to Hong Kong. And I tell you...
I hate to disillusion you, McGee, but that wasn't China.
What?
Certainly sounded Chinese to me.
Sure, Mrs. McGee. That Chinese came direct from the back room of Chin Lee's Hong Kong laundry. He's always...
What? Chin Lee? You mean that corny old practical joker is...
Another ham operator? He sure is. And mostly ham, believe me. I'll turn it back on. Listen.
Hong Kong, calling Honorable Flipper McCree. Please stop by laundry on the way home from Stringy Wilson's. Shirts are ready.
Oh, for the...
Come on, McGee. I'm sure Florence and Minnie are dying to meet you. Shall we join the ladies?
This is ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Locked in the files of the Los Angeles Police Department are many dramatic stories. True stories of the efficient operation of a big city police force. Tomorrow evening, Dragnet brings you another of these documented dramas. From crime to punishment, Dragnet is the authentic account of the fascinating business of law enforcement. Jack Webb stars in Dragnet to Sergeant Joe Friday, the quiet but relentless detective who does the legwork in bringing criminals to justice. It's exciting listening. Dragnet. And remember, your Tuesday lineup on NBC also brings you two other action programs. There's Barry Craig, confidential investigator with William Gargan in a role that's unnatural for him, the role of a rough-and-ready private eye. And there's also Crime and Peter Chambers, a tense half-hour of action starring Dane Clark. Mystery fans know that Tuesday is their night. Tomorrow, hear Barry Craig, Dragnet, and Crime and Peter Chambers.
Nice evening. They're very pleasant people.
Yeah. I still say old Stringy don't know how to handle that radio sending set of his, though, if all he gets is just the United States.
So you said.
My cousin had one at one time, you know, and he used to talk to London, England on that set of his all the time.
He talked to London?
Yep.
They ever answer him?
Come to think of it, no, they never did.
Oh?
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has presented the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, transcribed, with Jess Kirkpatrick as Wilson and Jack Crucian as the voice. Well, I guess there is radio, and then again there is radio. To each his own. This is John Wald, who prefers his radio with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Hear the issue of the day discussed on Heart of the News tonight on the NBC Radio Network.